This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I have a couple of questions for you to get us started today. Have you been worrying lately about being worried? You think about that for a few seconds. You know, you've been worrying about things lately, maybe more than usual, and that action of worrying has you a little worried. Get that? Is that true? Or to put it another way, have you been having anxious thoughts recently about your feelings of anxiety? Well, cheer up. I've been reading about this in a number of places, and they tell me that some anxiety is a normal part of life. So now, doesn't that make you feel a whole lot better? Yeah, on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe you're wondering, if it's so normal, why does it feel so bad? In case you haven't noticed, this is our fourth week where we've taken a little time out to look at the subject of anxiety and worry. We've given some thought to the question, how serious is my anxiety? We checked over some ways to tell if you or someone you know has what is called a generalized anxiety disorder, or as psychologists and those in the medical profession call it, GAD. Everything these days has to be reduced to initials anyway, doesn't it? Well, GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, is a more serious form of anxiety, and we took some time on one of our previous visits to look at that and some of the symptoms that point towards someone perhaps having that. Then there was another question that might pop up in your mind. Can a committed Christian truly have anxiety? And if you recall, there was a short one-word answer to that question, and that answer was yes. It is very possible for a committed Christian, a committed expat Christian worker, to experience and be troubled by feelings of anxiety. As an example, we looked back to one of the very first expat Christian workers, the Apostle Paul, and we discovered that he worried and was anxious from time to time. So yes, it is very possible for an expat Christian worker to have those anxiety feelings. It's not unspiritual, it's very human, and it affected even the Apostle Paul. Okay? To add to this, the last time we sat down for a visit, we looked at some of the things the Bible has to say about anxiety, and as we ran out of time last week, we wondered, will I ever get over it? Will I ever get over anxiety? So, right there, let's pick up from that spot, shall we? Oh, and before we go any further, I should point out that most of what we're talking about in these visits about anxiety is based on material written by Ronald L. Kateski. Ron is a MemberCare consultant and spends a lot of time helping expat Christian workers. All right, now, back to this thing called anxiety. Some people say they've felt anxious all their lives. Others seem to only have had this feeling for a few months, maybe, or maybe a year or two. And remember, we're not talking about a momentary feeling of worry when something doesn't happen as you expect. That kind of feeling generally goes away fairly rapidly. We're talking about the kind of worry and anxiety that stays with you, that won't let you go, that you can't seem to shake so easily. So, here is something you'll probably agree with. Stress often makes anxiety worse, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. And of course, stress is another subject that we've looked at on some previous programs, and we'll probably look at it again. It's another one of those things that seems to be destined to be part of our lives in one form or another. In his brochure on anxiety, Ron Kateski says, you can control the level of your anxiety, but you must remember that some anxiety is a normal part of life, and you have to deal with it as it arises, perhaps on a daily basis. A little later, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of Ron Kateski's brochure on anxiety so that you can read it and refer to it at your convenience. Okay, Ron said that some anxiety is a normal part of life and that you have to deal with it as it arises, perhaps daily. Which I think answers the question, will you or will I ever get over our anxiety completely? Will we ever be totally free of those feelings? Probably not. So, if it is one of those everyday flavors of anxiety that is bothering us, then we need to find ways of dealing with it. We need to find some way of bringing it to a less oppressive level. First, what is the cause of your particular feeling of worry or anxiety right now, at this moment? Well, let's look at some possible sources. These may not be exactly what's troubling you, but one or more of them might give you some ideas and help to lead you to some possible solutions for yourself. In case you're wondering, I've taken some of these ideas also from Ron Kateski's brochure on anxiety. Okay, here's one to start with that I think you can identify with. You are living in a place that is not exactly like home. That place you came from, the other side of the world, remember that? Well, this place isn't like that. You know that. And maybe in this strange place, your particular anxiety is your health, your own health, or maybe the health of someone in your family or the health of one of your friends or coworkers. Well, that's a normal kind of concern. There's something we all experience. So what can you do? Well, one thing, if you're not already doing it, and that is carefully wash and carefully cook your food. That's simple, isn't it? Don't be paranoid about the cleanliness, but be practical and careful. If mosquitoes are a problem where you live at certain times of the year, and some of them carry disease, avoid them as much as possible. Don't be in a panic, but be careful. Don't lock yourself in your room at the first sign of the first mosquito of the day. Take normal, sensible precautions, like covering up your skin, insect repellent, whatever. Most mosquitoes are perfectly harmless, except for the discomfort of some itching that results from a bite. Another possible source of worry and anxiety for you in this place is slow or poor communications from headquarters, perhaps, or from anywhere. Let's say that you've been waiting for an important answer to come by mail or email, and so far you've received no response. Quite a bit of time has gone by, well past the time when you figure you should have easily received that reply, but it hasn't come. And your mind has created a number of scenarios to answer the question, why? And you're getting anxious. It's occupying more of your thinking time than you'd like. The question is important and you need an answer. So what can you do to help take this worry off the back burner of your mind? Well, don't just sit around. Don't wait around letting it eat at you. Contact that person again and ask your questions again. Perhaps someone has already answered you and the communication got lost. It happens with snail mail and it happens with email from time to time. Maybe they're wondering why you haven't replied to them. Or perhaps for some innocent reason, your question inadvertently got set to one side in a busy moment, and it just hasn't been picked up again. Send another polite, casual message and find out. Or maybe your seed of worry and anxiety is something local, like the problem of knowing what is culturally correct and appropriate in certain situations. Oh, yeah, you're afraid of offending. Or even worse, you're afraid to do anything in case you do the wrong things. Uh-huh. Okay, that's not unusual. Sometimes some cultural situations can be very baffling. So what should you do? Well, again, this sounds kind of simple, but why not just plead ignorance and ask someone what would be the right thing to do in that situation? Some of these ideas and others that they may make you think of can help you to lower your anxiety level. They probably won't completely erase your anxiety, but I think they might help. And of course, the Bible tells us to take our remaining anxieties to God. Paul, who sent Epaphroditus to see the Philippians to reduce his own anxiety, also told them, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, that is, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." Well, that, by the way, was Philippians 4:6, as it is found in the Message Bible. Well, we're just about out of time for now, so let's think about worry and anxiety some more next week about this time, shall we? And let's see what else we can learn about ways to help you conquer your feelings of anxiety. We still have a few questions ahead of us, too, like, for example, what can I do about anxiety? Who can I see for help? Can I prevent anxiety? I mentioned earlier a brochure on this subject of anxiety and worry, which was written by Ron Kotesky. And as I told you, some of the material today is based on what Ron wrote in that brochure. Maybe you'd like to have a copy of that brochure for yourself so that you can think about this subject a little more. Well, that's possible if you have access to the internet and the web. Ron Kotesky has a website with all kinds of valuable information and links. And you can find a link to Ron Kotesky's website by going to the MemberCare website, www.membercareradio.com. Look for the link to Cross-Cultural Christian Workers. Click on that, you'll find a whole list of brochures with useful information.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.